You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Do you have fond memories of Garrison Keillor's radio program, A Prairie Home Companion? This week's essayist is nostalgic for the time he spent in Keillor's fictional town, Lake Wobegon. Here's Tony Lentz with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe in Lake Wobegon. I know it's just a fictional place created by Garrison Keillor for his radio show, A Prairie Home Companion, yet it became much more. I believe we all owe Garrison Keillor a debt of gratitude for helping to preserve the American dream. Keillor's made-up town was a little unrealistic. Lake Wobegon was an easygoing small town where people accepted each other's foibles with a benign smile. A mother encouraged a son with an unreliable tenor, saying, "You have a nice enough voice." When there was illness, neighbors showed up with a hot dish as concrete evidence of their concern. When the arrogant youth pretended not to know his relatives as he rushed to the college admissions office, they said, "He's a good boy. He'll turn out all right." The essential good things in Lake Wobegon never changed, and I loved the Wobegon stories for them. They were the foundations of life in the small towns I knew as a boy, even though I grew up outside Minnesota. In those small southern towns, despite their own gothic tragedies and horror stories full of deception, deceit, and even blood, we learned to forgive, to accept, and eventually to love each other. Passing a graveyard full of our ancestors, we found most sins were not that important in the eternal scheme of things. The vital things were a sense of humor, an acceptance of each other's quirks and bad habits, and an underlying feeling that we were nice enough to belong. And we worked at being kind to one another. With Keillor's retirement, Lake Wobegon now becomes, like Brigadoon, a mythic town that only appears in our fevered imaginations once in a long while, yet its power remains. The stories remind us of the kindness and tolerance and forgiveness that make it possible for us to live together. In today's world, small towns are disappearing at a record rate, and people are arming themselves against both real and imagined enemies. More than ever, we need regular reminders of the lessons small town life taught in the ideal world of the American dream. We need to remember the America open to all people of peace and goodwill, a place where people look upon the odd behavior of others with a wry smile tempered with love. So, I believe in Lake Wobegon, and in the 40 years of good Garrison Keillor has done, he's definitely more than a good enough storyteller. I thank him for telling stories with a hopeful and loving view of human beings in all their awkward and embarrassing moments. He preserved an ideal image of the best the American dream had to offer. And I, for one, still believe in that, too.
Tony Lentz with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Lentz is a former Penn State instructor in oral interpretation. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.